here's a story from The World.
A national ceremony was held today in Paris to honor a history teacher who was grotesquely murdered last week.
Samuel Paty fut tué parce que les islamistes veulent notre futur.
French President Emmanuel Macron called the teacher a peaceful hero and said, quote, Islamists want our future. On Friday, teacher Samuel Paty was stabbed and then decapitated, several days after showing his students controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. His killer, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee, was shot dead by police. Authorities in France are now investigating dozens of Muslim organizations to find out if they promoted extremism and hatred. Meanwhile, social media companies are also under intense scrutiny for the role they may have played. Earlier this week, France's Interior Ministry summoned representatives from Facebook, Twitter, and other companies to talk about how to combat what French officials described as cyber-Islamism. The World's Lydia Manolito has been following this and joins us. What exactly are social media companies being blamed for here, Lydia?
One of the accusations is that social media companies are giving people platforms to be radicalized and to radicalize others, and that these companies aren't doing enough to stop it. Earlier today, I spoke with Philippe Cohen in Paris. He runs a nonprofit called Respect Zone that tries to combat cyber harassment, discrimination, radicalization. And he told me that his organization and other NGOs started tracking this alleged killer on Twitter months ago.
With other NGOs in France, we flagged content from this murderer back in August with anti-Semitic posts and radicalized content on Twitter.
So they alerted Twitter about these posts. What did Twitter do?
Yeah, they say they alerted not just Twitter, but also the French government through Faro, this portal people in France use to report illicit behavior online. But not much was done. The account stayed up. And after the attack last week, the suspected killer posted a photo of the teacher's severed head on Twitter and claimed responsibility for the attack. I asked Twitter about all this. A Twitter spokesperson told me over email that the company does not tolerate terrorist and terrorism content. I also reached out to the French government a couple times but didn't hear back.
So on Monday, as you probably know, we had Yasser Louati on the show. He's a French human rights activist who had this to say about the role social media played in the lead up to the murder of this teacher.
His name was dragged into the mud on social media for several days, if not weeks. He must have lived in a state of fear before he was beheaded.
Lydia, are the people you spoke to saying the same thing, that this teacher was targeted on social media after showing the controversial cartoon to his class and that this may have led to his killing?
Yeah, so the father of a student in Paty's class created a video calling for his firing, and he launched this online campaign against him. This was apparently shared widely, including by a mosque on its Facebook page. Personal details about the teacher, like his phone number, were put online. He was essentially doxxed. And investigators seem to believe this online campaign is what motivated the alleged attacker and helped him track down the teacher. That's why Cohen, with Respect Zone in Paris, says people are demanding change.
Now we have a momentum, I think, not only in France, but in the rest of the world, to get a better regulation. So it's probably now or never.
New momentum for regulation. What kind of regulation is he talking about?
He's talking about regulation that would make it easier to hold social media companies and even users themselves accountable for posts. So the French Prime Minister said yesterday that the government would introduce a new offense for endangering people by publishing their personal details on social media. And I've been speaking with people who are advising French legislators on a new law that I'm told will be introduced by the beginning of next year. It'll likely require social media companies to remove hateful content within a certain time frame. Otherwise, they'll be fined. By the way, a very similar law, Marco, was introduced in France earlier this year, but it was struck down by France's top court because of free speech concerns.
So beyond legislation, what else is happening?
People are also calling for other changes, like having social media companies hire more content moderators. Cohen with Respect Zone says that education about how these social media platforms work is also really important.
The algorithm, which has been designed over the last 15 years by social medias, I call them real clash machine. The economical model is to cash money when there are clashes. And this is what is wrong in the process.
So what he's saying is that these platforms are essentially designed to amplify hate speech and extreme behavior. That's what tends to get the most clicks, the most shares. It's what keeps people on the platforms longer. And that can translate to more ad revenue for these companies. So cracking down on hateful content is going to be really hard as long as the business models of these companies and the algorithms they rely on stay the same.
The World's Lydia Manalidou, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.